bring you some good news to open the program. It's just a few weeks to the conference with the Republicans, what you call it. I have to tell you, I have warned this audience. I wish the audience was bigger when I started in 1960. 55 years ago, this is the 56th year. I warned you this was coming. I have a house on the water. 30 years ago, I saw that we must come to Oregon. And even though it was a Ku Klux Klan town, we survived it. I built a school and stuff like that and built a network. I helped to build it. Talk Radio Network was mine in the beginning, and then we sold it, and my son took over, and it made it bigger. And then smaller because of the media, Soros behind it, cutting us down by not paying what's owed us from the people who do sell the commercials. See, but the whole idea of talk radio was to bring truth and confidence and give you information you never had before. That's kind of not so much there anymore, except for me and a couple of other people. And so I want to bring you some good news, but I'm sorry I can't give you any good news because you're waiting too late to stand up. You keep putting it off. You keep putting it off. And then it's too late. Timing is everything. So let me ask you a question, and we'll start the program. I'll give you the number 800-866-8883. And I'll give you that more again in just a few minutes. So this is important. How do you know when anybody's telling you the truth? How do you know whether your wife or your husband is telling you the truth? Or the teacher, or anybody for that matter? How do you know? You go to school, and you're taught. And you go to church, and you're taught. Well, you could be, if you were born in Borneo, you'd be taught to eat people. And you never get out of it. There is no freedom, there's no constitution that can give you a chance to eat a few people. You see, and because it made you feel better, and that you've captured some of his spirit, glorious spirit, and made you more glory. That's what it's all about. They don't really care for human meat. It's just a ritual, and it's a program. And so, if you look at the different cultures, you will see that you're born into a culture, and the culture gets into you. And the teaching gets in you, and the principles get into you. So if you're ISIS, then you don't have much of a chance to be one of them, any more than you could be to survive with a twinkle in your eye, a would-be person, a child, would-be child that will grow up to a person that's different from everybody else. No, they kill you. And you see that there's a good and evil war right here in this country. But it's so much worse. We were so divided. We got two parties who actually represent the same evil. Yes, that's right, the left and the right. And you got a bright star, but I can't talk about him. And it's been going on for a long time. Every now and then you have a good, a decent president. President Reagan is wonderful. But then there's not many of them. It's the fact that you keep, as you become more demoralized from being taught, from going to church, and going to different churches that could teach you different things. So how do you know which Jesus to pick? How do you know that you're just being had? How do you know it's his own ideas that he's representing? Even though he's, excuse me, even though the preacher is reading from the book, but then he tells you stories, and then he tries to explain it to you, and you sit there like dummies. I've seen a person who is inspirational speaker, religious, 5,000 people sitting there, and all he does is talk, inspire to them how what great they are, how wonderful they are, how God it is, how wonderful they are. And they're all sitting there fascinated. They're hypnotized, every one of them. I couldn't help people like that. But they love it. These kinds of people need someone to lift them up and make them feel better. And you could get a precedent, which you just got, to make all the worse than you feel better about yourself, and you've been deceived. And what a deceit it is.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. I was making the point in the opening salvo, is how do you know when someone's telling you the truth? If you've been educated, you've been demoralized. If you've been educated and pressured or seduced or pushed into a school or college or religion, of which there are many variations of the same Christianity, variations of Muslims, and there's all variations of Jewish people too. So how do you know which one is right? Or maybe they're all wrong. Well, they all have little goodies in them. You know, even Hitler had a few goodies in there. He just made people feel good for being so bad. And we'll come to that in just a little bit. But the question I must ask is, if you don't understand, if you're not allowed to see for yourself, if you are pushed into a Christian or Jewish or Muslim or cannibal or, you know, just pick one, don't you understand that you are being programmed so that you cannot think for yourself? You never really will be able to think for yourself, because the great preponderance of people is that they are educated in a manner of speaking, no matter what it is. Education is learning, and regardless whether you have, you're Muslim, you pardon me if I have a little cold here, and so I'm doing my best on radio, so you'll forgive me for a little every now and then, would you? Thank you. And so here I am, as a young boy. And I've told you this before, in case you haven't, you're a new person to this program. A rabbi says to me, I go Friday night for my, you know, my spiritual worth. And he starts to talk about the Ten Commandments. And he uttered them all. And the ones that I could understand, you know, I should have no other gods before me, but that's obvious. So, but as all the things he was saying was obvious, but the things I could tackle him on when I was 7 years old, which I tackle anybody when I was 7 years old. My mother waited for me coming home from school, because of those days you could have a seven-year-old come to home from school and not worry about anything happening to them. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. We become so demoralized. Yes, that's right. So perverted. Yes, most of you are. I'm sorry. Your perversion expresses anxiety and drunkenness and going to doctors and getting prescriptions. But prescriptions only makes you feel better for the most part, because 95% of all problems come from stress and not being true to yourself, but being true to the words, the spoken word. And you must be careful of that spoken word, because the spoken word can be heard by some people, and some people can see behind it. And usually that's a conservative. I'm not talking about this conservative party. That's a rotten thing. That's a treacherous piece of, I don't like to say the word. And they're just as bad as the other side. It's like the son of a bitch and the bitch. And you've got that for parents. So which one? They're just fighting over who's going to get the kids. And they're never going to get together. If they do, one has to give in. And that's it. And they all become slaves. All become programmed by the strongest person who wins in the struggle with each other. And that's what's going on. Except something changed during that time. You begin to realize, oh my God, both of them are no good. That's right, both parties are no good. It's because they're owned by forces behind that. Those two forces are owned. And you get it. And you just open your eyes. When you see the left, right moving over to the left, to, you know what I mean? Wow. And the left is so obviously crazy and wicked and dishonest. Yet there are people who love dishonesty. They love the bully. They appease. You can get that even in religion. I'll come back to my story with Rabbi in just a minute. Somebody needs to remind me, 800-866-8883. Okay, so it's important to understand what words are coming at you. If you were born in Borneo or in ISIS or something like that, in Hitler Germany, you don't have any chance. If you're going to speak the truth, is the most powerful, most dangerous enemy of evil. And there's lots of people who subscribe to evil. They don't know they're being subscribed to evil. They're coming into a culture. And so you can go into the black distance, black area in Detroit or places like that, and you have a whole new system of values which aren't at all, see. And those are the ones we turn into killers and murderers. Because how else are you, and drug traders? There's no other way about it, because they are programmed to be stupefied. I don't mean to be rude, because you are human if you're listening to me. So I'm not pointing a sword at you. I'm not criticizing if you're listening. You know what it's like to be born in one of those places. See? And you understand if you're a Jew or if you disagree with Hitler and you try to speak the truth. Just the very fact that you're accused of trying to tell the truth is a lie, because lie is truth and truth is lies in that world. And you see how magnificently, if I can use that word, how magnificently they obeyed Adolf Hitler, obeyed him to such a degree he blessed them. See, he honored them and he emboldened them to be evil people. But they were fighting for a cause. And when they thought of the English people, and, you know, when they got to England, they thought the English people also were evil. But then it seems that Adolf Hitler stopped there. And the reason why he stopped there is because he was afraid of the purity, the relevant purity of England. He stopped for that reason. There's a story here. If you can find your way to be like it was when I was in England, and in the World War II, in which I was part, you could take a tram or a bus, had lots of buses in London, and you could put your seven-year-old kid on the bus, and he will get to the direction without any problem. But lots of people helping that little boy. You don't dare to do that today. You don't dare to let your kid out in the street. You just have to watch him. If he's a certain age, you know someone's going to pick him up. Is that right? You think this is America, huh? And you put up with it? I don't. I'm not putting up with it. Do you understand about Obama, how he rose to power? Because the more disgusting you became, the more you demoralized, the more you screwed each other. Pardon the expression, if you don't mind. It's just true. Like dogs copulating in the alley and not as human beings. There's a reason. There's a right way and wrong way of doing everything. You can actually look at one thing. One thing, and I'll come back to my story of the rabbi. What made you feel lifted up, those of you who elected the scumbag, the traitor that's going to take you down and cause millions of people to die? Obama is going to cause millions and millions of people to die. And what did he say? That was a lie. Listen, it's just a few words. So I'm not going to take all the words of his lies, because that's just a pathological liar that thinks he's telling the truth. Actually, he knows he doesn't, but that's a certain pleasure he reserves for himself. See? But what he said was this. He was going to change the country with fundamental transformation. Wow! The energy in that. See, I was hitting my own microphone. Sorry about that. See, I was actually, my hands were going in the air at the same time. I'm giving a little emphasis, see. And that's what stimulated you to believe in him. He says it's such a sweet and wonderful way that means the opposite of what he intended is to really do, screw you until there's nothing left of you. And he's got an army. I can tell you that all the reasons he wants the borders to be open is to have more and more coming in. So when it comes time to go to the polls, you have more, lying people. There's a name for that. To cheat at the polls. See that? Voter fraud. I couldn't find the name of it. It's so disturbing even to say the words. See, it's disturbing to say the words. Not to me. I'm used to being disturbed. See, meaning I don't get disturbed. That's important for you to understand, because when you are disturbed by words, by what people think of you, if you're worried about that, you have no chance. They can kill you with just calling you a dirty Jew. They can kill you that. And say to you, if your parents say, you'll never be any good, you stupid little guy. You know, sneer at that. Wow, that stays with you forever. My daughter, she said something about that in a positive way. She said, Dad, I remember. I don't remember exactly what she said. It was just yesterday. But she said, Dad, I was 5 years old, and you told me I could do anything if I put my mind to it. You're not any different. You're a girl. That doesn't make you... any weaker? And she'd become very successful, of course, naturally. She remembered that it took hold. So, but if you take hold of lies, see, that was a good thing between father and daughter. But if you don't come from a good home, and most of you don't these days, because divorces are exponential, There's more and more and more, and then 50 million people, babies never came and to become Americans. So you substitute those 50 million would-be Americans with which are dastardly evil and suitable for the purpose of the one you just elected. And that's the reason why he wants these people to come in. Not because he has compassion. No, because he's one of they're all one of him. And so there's going to be a terrible war and terrible bloodshed. I mean, 25 to 35 million of you will die. Okay. See, so what I'm trying to say to you, you're not going to have just a civil war. With respect to what I've said, you're going to have war because as we war with each other and we kill each other. And that's the whole idea, is to turn one group, one percentage of the population to be subject to the lie as if it was the truth. And those who remain are able to see the truth. And up to recently, it was called conservative, but then we find out the Conservative Party is no damn good. They don't want this person, which we're talking about, which you think about, I'm sure it is, they don't want that person. Because if they think good is evil. And so they get together on that one. So they will, the right will just join the left just to make sure the system still works for both of them. So if you realize how much money deficit, you don't know where the money went, did you? There's trillions and trillions of dollars, you didn't know where, but there's an army being built. There's an army being built. It's there. And it's like the army of Muslims, and you know there's a certain person who has a very important part to play in that. I can't think of his name right now. But he's always been a Muslim. But they're not a good Muslim. It's a decent Muslim. So they don't stand up to their own. The Ku Klux Klan, we stood up to them. We weren't going to let that happen, to hang black people. It's horrible. Everybody got together. And they marched with Martin Luther King, right? What a beautiful thing. It took a little while to get sort of associated to new freedom, and then freedom became, you know, not free. There's freedom from right to do wrong and freedom from right to do right. But one freedom is slavery, you see. But rather than admit you're a slave, you look for someone from hell, look for love for all the wrong reasons. If you love love, if you've lost love, having been deceived in your church, in your synagogue, in your school, by your parents, your brain has been screwed, and you can't help but being who they made you. So, if you want to put it in perspective to you, you are made of two kinds of behaviors. With variations of your illnesses and diseases, depending upon your silly little habits, which are different. Sometimes you're a drunk, and sometimes you're an alcoholic, and that sort of thing. So you get different diseases as a result of but being the same kind of person. So the same kind of person is thus. You're a bully, and you create a coward. And the coward is an appeaser. And the appeaser emboldens the bully, to be more powerful. That's how one person can control a lot of people. So if you can do it to one, you can do it to another. Once you understand the game, you can go around and pretty soon get yourself a big gang and reward them for doing unto others what you did to them, and rewarding them, so therefore they get pleasure, and you pay them a good... If you want to have a big gang, if you want to have a big business, you want to have a big political career, you just learn how to manipulate that system. You bully, you lie, you cheat, and you shock, and you deceive, and you can only deceive a person who's broken the way I described. Because when a bully strikes, you lose who you are. You lose the wordless word. You understand my language? Wordless word. I speak to you from the wordless word. See, I've got a whole screen in front of me. I can read this to you. I have that always in front of me, just in case I might have a lapse of memory or something, because I'm old. So I can just catch myself in that net. So I have that on my screen with some of the books I've written you've never seen before or heard before. But I don't, it's there. And I'm 88, so I'm not young. So I have it, but it seems I just ignore that. And I have to tell you these things. I have to say over and over again, you are have only two freedoms that are not free. You are slaves. And because you were tender when you came into the world, and because your parents have three generations of lies. It used to be in America when I came here. It used to be as in England, you can put a kid on a bus and nothing will happen to him. You can go play in the fields and nothing will happen. You don't have to worry because it's a civil society. This is not a civil society. We're broken. But the intent is to get into this country, get into the schools, get into the universities, get into the doctors, psychiatrists, and make them bullies. Give them power. Make them be skillful. Be looking respectable. Give them a big, big salary. And give them some kind of glory. Make them important. Make them more important than you, because you don't know anything. They're experts. I tell you, these experts, there's such a thing as good experts, but there's also a thing as experts in getting you to think that black is white. You see, that is, and black is evil and white is good, or whatever. They can do it backwards. They can make you think that good is evil and evil is good. And all they need to do, all that needs to happen to set in motion, is, there's the word I'm looking for. That means multiplying it 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 16, exponential. Exponential multiplies very quickly. It's tremendous speed. It would only need one generation, as with Hitler, but it happened in one generation. But in America, we had so much freedom. There's so many noble people. Yes, there's a percentage of less noble people, but we got less noble people now. And this president wants more ignoble people to come in. They have the same mindset that he can control and rise to the occasion of their need for love. And so you have to watch for this very carefully. Your country is about to explode. Now, I spoke a half an hour here. My name is Roy Masters, by the way, 800-866-8883. I do like for you to call me. And let me give you the number again, 800-866-8883. I'm on the air from 6 to 8 p.m. West Coast time, weekdays. And we need support from you. You see, this is not a commercial program. I have to pay some stations because I've been with them for 50 years. And so that was then. And then we have commercial radio. I'm on a lot of commercial stations and they don't charge me anything. But I have to pay for all the frills to get there. That's very expensive. I got 12 people working, etc., and all the bills and insurance and everything else. But I don't ask for money. Every now and then you hear me make a little squeak in that direction. I really need to say to you, please, if I help you, if I wake you up from your dream state, see, which you didn't know you were in, if I could just get you all to think alike, because you see how evil works, it makes more and more and more people believe the liar. So therefore, if you can get enough people, if you can get enough people and enough countries and states to become evil in the same way, it's possible that you can have one world under men, which are not men, just like Hitler Germany. He would have conquered he conquered so many countries, but he stopped. Hitler, evil, stopped. And you can speculate why he did this, but he knew the nature of the British people. He had planned a way, for example, he had actually planned it all about the bobbies, the policemen. They're called bobbies because they have to be 6 foot and they have a big helmet. So you can always see the helmet bobbing up and down in the crowds. So you can always call the policemen. And they were noble people. They didn't have any guns. They didn't need any guns in those days. We were a civil society, see. But because of that, because of the difference in what is truth and what is lies, there's an irradiation of sorts. And I can explain it with yours truly. If you will not swoon at what I'm about to say, I will say it to you if you don't mind. But when I came into the world, I didn't know I was different. Now I come back now to the rabbi. So here I am at 7 years old. I go to, you know, what we call Cheder. You know, Jewish, the rabbi teaches you the Ten Commandments and stuff like that. And so he says, you know, love the Lord thy God and you shall make graven images. And so when he finished, I said to him, Rabbi, why are you telling me this? I know about, not, hold a second, I'll,
listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I finished my story with the rabbi, if you don't mind. And so I said to the rabbi, after he says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and you shall not kill, you shall not murder, you shall not steal. And I looked at him and said, I'm 7 years old. And I said, Rabbi, why are you telling me this? And he says, well, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know it. I said, how do I know you're telling me the truth? He got so angry. See, I was 7 years old, but I wasn't broken like other kids. We all come into the world the way I came into the world, but I had a good dad, I had a good mother. My brother, God rest his soul, he's not well. He has been angry and jealous for me all his life. He's dying in the hospital and right now. I still love him, but he was jealous, and that's what sort of destroyed him, jealousy. My wife just admitted that the reason that she had a problem with me is jealousy. She just saw it. I woke her up in the middle of the night, we had a talk. And she's a lot better, thank you. So, back to him. So, that makes my point from the beginning. How do you know I'm telling the truth? How do you know I didn't make this up? How do you know that I centered in my Creator and you're centered in just the opposite? It makes you cringe. Yes, it does. It makes you stop. You may want to come to the phone and pick up the phone and tell me how, you know, tell me how the ham and eggs are. I don't know. There's another way of saying that. It wasn't clever, was it? But you know what I mean. And the person who listens to me right now will hesitate, just like Hitler, when he's looked at England, and I was going to go to the Bobbies in just a minute, okay. And he hesitated because he'd already planned what to do with the Bobbies. He said, when we conquer England, and he could have conquered it, he actually wrote the whole thing about he was trouble with the Bobbies because they're so good, decent. But we can manage them. He says, look, we've now conquered England, and we do need law and order. So he would explain to the Bobbies that to hold the job, they just have to do the same thing and obey the law. There is no law. It's all upside down. See that? Not that it would have worked, but it might have. But he planned that. But when he stopped, when he came to the edge of, across, you see, it was only 20 miles from me. Across the ocean, across the, I even forgot what sea it is. See how long it's been? This is a long time ago. A channel, that's right. When he got there, he hesitated. He sensed the energy of the British people. That's it. And he turned on Russia. That's right, he turned on them. Because he was afraid. I want you to become a people like this. You are not that yet. But you could be that again. Because when I say that again, because you came into the world and you got into a culture. We had many cultures here. We have dozens, hundreds of different kinds of religion. Why should that be? What is it, does it mean to you to know that you have the right to free speech, you have the right to your own religion, and to believe whatever you want, but you're just a mess of people? Why can't we all understand one thing as Hitler tried to make a world of one man? See, one man. Subject to him, all of us. You could do it with Germany. He could do it with France. He did it with Holland, and he attacked Russia. And if it wasn't for us helping Russia, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, he would have taken Russia and turned them into exactly what he wanted them to be, and it would have gone all over the world. Slowly but surely, he would accumulate more people thinking that way because, well, otherwise you get killed. See? That's simple, simple. The rules change. I say the rules are going to change here in just a little while. The rules are going to change because Obama is not your friend. And he's one of them. But you, because you are broken, And because you are suggestible, and the reason why you're suggestible, because there's only two ways you can be. Now, in America, we have different degrees, a number of different churches, and you can even have a church of Satan, if you want one. You've got all kinds of different theories of what Jesus is. There's 10,000 different churches that have different views of Jesus. Why is that? Why can't we have one Christianity? Exactly what it means. Not interpreted by anybody else. He understood this. He said, it's too hard for you to understand right now. I'll send the Holy Spirit and you'll understand everything I'm saying. Then you become one with him. And so I'm saying, you need to not be so freaking, how can I say the word, stupid, just to think to go to a church or synagogue or anything. But you can't you educate yourself? Can't you pick up a book? Can I not just listen to what somebody says? But be very careful you're not caught up emotionally in that, because emotions are the means of controlling you. It's like a emotional string into your brain. And so, but the people who know how to put that string, put that programming into you, whichever kind of program, and make you one of them. But see, so you can have a school, you can have a kid that is beaten by his father, and then he cries, he gives in to his father, but he becomes his father when he goes to school. He's there sniveling and being angry with himself, and someone says, "Hey, John, what's the matter?" "Shut up." "What do you mean, shut up?" Well, immediately he's hypnotized. He doesn't understand hypnosis. He doesn't understand what it means to corrupt somebody. But he's corrupted, and now he's going to corrupt others. And pretty soon that he's got a friend who supports him. He feels the friend is now an appeaser. He says, "But John..." "No, shut up." So, and then after a while he turns and he says, "I'm sorry about that." He says, "Oh, it's all right, but it's done." He's programmed himself into him, and father, and programmed himself into the boy. And so he becomes known, you know, he's a difficult kid, but the school is looking out for a kid like that. So when he does something wrong to get another person to belong to his little gang, little group, he does something cruel again. He makes sure that the person he's beating up or degrading is standing for himself in the right way. But the school system is already corrupted. So we can assume the same thing is going on with the people who now see this bully as one of them, and seeing the boy who stood up for himself as not one of them, and very disturbing that he is free. It disturbs them to have free people, because there's something in all the ogres that do unto others what was done to them. Isn't that so? This is what it is. Jesus' last thing, see, but he says, do unto others as you would have them done to you, not do to others as was done to them. Do you see? Now, what do you make of that? How many ways can you translate that? See, just that. How many people will say, all you have to do is love God and just believe he's the... No, it doesn't work. You see? And everybody has every Christian person. This is a Christian country, but you can't have a Christian country except you all agree and understand how to find your Jesus. And not just talk about him as existing in the past and not existing in the present with inside you. So here I am speaking intuitively. I'm not looking at my screen. I'm just sitting here quietly, see what comes. Is it not a breath of fresh air? I know I'm not fluid. I'm not. I don't know what I will say next. And I think I forgot something in my memory, which is not very good, but I've missed out something. And if you like, in the second hour, if you would like, call me, tell me what I promised to say and didn't say it. But what I want to do, having said that, what I want you to do is for you to be one nation under God, and not under rabbis, preachers, teachers, etc., etc. Don't belong to anything, because if you belong to anything in this world, you cannot belong to God. I'm sorry, but you can educate yourself. You see, if you look up about me, you'll know that the military accepted my understands and knows full well, and many states have had, several states have had the left and the right vote about my technique of overcoming post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't have enough money to do it. I spent it all. But the point is, Democrats and Republicans agreed to that because they saw the goodness in it, I suppose. Even there's good in both sides, you see, but they're all broken. They're programmed. If you looked at the 17 people who were vying for the position of president, you see all of them was all as stupefied, educated. Everybody had already all the things pummeled into their brain. There was no freedom in those any of one of those people. Nothing original. And so there's something original in me, and something original in you that can recognize me and where I'm coming from. And you can feel a breath of fresh air. But the enemy will stop at the water's edge. All right, so let me say this. I've done my little talk. I was going to say something else, but then I couldn't. I thought it was neat, but I thought, well, here it is. It is what it is. So now I have one thing I ask you. We have one more hour. I will help you. I have a gift I can share with you. And the more I give, the more is given to me to give. So it's endless. If you give to someone, there's only so much you can give, and you're giving your guts. You've got to be careful. But there's a divine thing that when you love your Creator and you know where He is and you know what redemption is, which I do, I know that you have redemption waiting for you before you were born. Because you never committed a crime or sin. Really, it was the sin that made a home in you. That's right. Who said that? He says he was a Pharisee. And you put a name on it. He's a Pharisee, and he got blind on the way to Damascus. And when he recovered, he had intuition. Tuition from within, which you don't have anymore. And the tuition from within is always true. And you may not have it when you come into the world. You just think, you know, that you're just a kid, you come into the world. But you're coming into the world of a culture. And so there's lots of cultures, lots of ideas. And some have bits and truths in them. Lots of them have bits and pieces of it, but you have to have the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You have to have the whole thing. And that's what I have. But I don't have the whole thing at once. Because I don't know what my I can't write my own story. The story is being written for me. All I have to do is to be still and know it. But I don't know what it is I'm going to say. I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not supposed to. All I have to do is to deal with it properly. If somebody's a bully and I stand up for myself, see, in a proper way, and not be angry, not be upset. If I get bloodied, but don't hate the hurter. Jesus was bloodied, and he was smashed to pieces, degraded. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. See, these people are not knowing that the Nazis didn't know they were doing. The ISIS people are programmed. See, the cannibals are programmed, and you're never going to get out of that. But you've got to be careful of losing your country, because you're just about to lose it. You stupid idiots. You're just about to lose it because you won't stand up. A 15th century attorney, I can't remember his name, he says all you have to do for the tyrant is not give him what he wants. Because he's nothing. Obama's nothing. All you do is give in to him because he's a president? No. What's wrong with you, giving in to a president? Because he's violated the Constitution, God knows how many times. He spent the money on an army you don't know anything about. And armies that are coming in, crossing the borders, and getting more of the same. And there's hundreds of thousands of them waiting just for the signal. Those bombs and explosions and killing people that you've been listening to, it's just testing you. How much will you put up with this? Because it emboldens them to give the whistle to all of those who are sitting thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of mingling among us. All of a sudden, your next-door neighbor will turn around and kill you. And I'm telling you, you had better wake up. But the trouble is, do you trust what I'm saying? Because I'm awake. Can you see that you're not awake? Now, I'm going to read something to you. This is the opening salvo. I'm going to put this up very soon on Facebook. Here it is. Just a little bit. The key to no way out. See, I mentioned that just a few minutes ago. Most illnesses, 95% that is, in brackets, are caused by hypnotic pressures of daily life, programming you. Misguided doctors, they all are, except a few. You get a few and you're lucky. Most misguided doctors do immeasurably harm by telling all of us that it's normal to be angry and encouraging us to express our repressed rage. Whether we like to admit it or not, we all walk around in an endless loop of thought that is equivalent to hypnotic trance, in which everything is less than clear and forever confusing. As I have said, life exerts hypnotic pressures to which we respond with angry resentment, and resentment in turn throws us into the daydream condition, and it's hard for you to get out of that state. Daily pressures arouse and compress and cause you to express those programs from our subconscious mind, which is working automatically and there's nothing you can do about it, and allow other people's wills and belief to be inserted into our lives. We find ourselves pleasing others, being confused, not knowing what is imaginary, what is real, not living our own lives or being ourselves. You don't know all this, the best of you. I've stopped there. This will be on Facebook, within a week or two or so. I've taken it from one of my books, and one of my books is The Hypnotic States of Americans. So why aren't you picking? See, I just took that out of that book. I opened the pages and just copy them and put them up on the screen. That's I'm ready for a Facebook. I'm going to put this up there. It wasn't meant for me to speak of this tonight. I just wanted to speak of my own self. But on Facebook, I haven't got the ability to do so, so I write. And I get to people through books. Why aren't the hell you buying these books? Why is it I only sell maybe one a day? And O'Reilly, he fascinates you. These old books are the killing of this and the killing of that, the killing of everybody else. What the hell good is that to you? You already know it. What is the perverse pleasure you get from reading about it? I got a book about you. And yes, you, because you're everybody. And because you are, you're the everybody that's going to take this country over. That's one part. But then you're everybody who doesn't know how to deal with it, with yourself. You have guns, but you may not know how to. You need to get together. You need to become one nation, a half of the nation, which the other half is also going to get together because Obama has been breeding them, and so were the many of our presidents before them. And, you know, both parties hated. What's his name? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Reagan. You know, they hated him. They tolerated him. We loved him. And I cried when he died. That's when I cried for a man I never met. I saw the good in him. Maybe you can have a little tear in your eye about yourself. My name is Roy Masters. And I do have a few $1 million that you spare that you give to the super PACs. Please don't give it to the super PACs, because you'd be a super schmack. It's a Jewish word that I don't want to translate it. So you understand they're both no good. You've got your candidate, haven't you? Or you hate him. But you're going to see the Republicans join forces with the Democrats. That is going to be really fun. God help us. It's time for you to wake up and just listen. One nation under God. You can't have it with all the different. You can't have it with all the different religions. You can't have that. Only pure Christianity and the Judeo principle behind it. That's it. There is no other way. But you have to abide by it and understand it, not from a book, not from a person, but from within. I see. Well, what do you think? I sat here and babbled. Would you please support my program? The Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat. Please put some money in the old man's hat. But, you know, I know you do the best you can. Not everyone's a billionaire. But if you're a billionaire, can't you see that you're all you're doing is supporting this status quo? That, yes, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. FHU.com. And remember, I have a 7-minute meditation. It's free. And you'll see the magic of it. Be still and know. And we'll all become one nation under God. Except for those who don't like God.